Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Oh, Susie, I feel sick. I just did a Joe Wicks workout.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It made me feel really sort of
Aren't those for kids?
Well, that's what I thought. But then apparently, no, you can do them for grown-ups. But it's a lot, isn't it?
Oh, it does seem like it's a lot.
And then we did yoga with Adrienne, just to really recapture 2020. And it was a lot of like whooshing up and down. Oh.
You did a Joe Wicks, then a yoga with Adrienne?
Yeah, we thought it would be a good way to like cool down.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that's where I'm at. Suze, how are you doing?
Well, I'm in my blue room.
Well, I was going to say, you've got a gilet on the back of the door. What is this?
Thank
a Gilly Cooper
noticing.
Novel?
It's my little office.
So this is the new plastered office that we were learning about last week.
The new plastered office, because the good boys have finished, which is quite sad, actually, that they've gone. If anyone needs a recommendation for painting boys in Brighton, it's Brighton Paintworks, and they're brilliant.
Brighton Paintworks. I'm sure a lot of people will be looking them up right
immediately.
Now.
Yeah, Joe and Theo, they're
Joe
the good boys.
Theo. Brighton, in fact, I'm going to do it. Brighton Printworks.
No, not Printworks, darling. Paintworks. I think that's what they're called. Oh, bollocks. Now I'm worried, aren't I?
No. Paintworks, Brighton. It comes up. Design, revive, inspire. There they are. Well, that's a nice website, isn't it? Testimonials, damp proofing, painting and decorating home.
There you go. I think that's right. Brighton Paintworks.
Well, it seems legit, yeah.
Feels legit, doesn't it? It feels legit. Mm.
Design, revive, inspire. We make tired properties look lovely and fix damp problems.
Ooh, there you go.
Nice. Sounds like a makeover show, doesn't it, for people? Well done.
Well done.
So you must be thrilled. What blue did you go with?
I can't remember what this is called. I know that next door we've got Coastal Breeze. That's more
lovely.
Of a coral, of course.
Oh, that's a coral. Oh, I see. Lovely.
And then this one, blue something in it, navy.
Did they paint it or did you?
Oh, no, Tom, I can't be trusted with the paintbrush.
So you got them to do it?
They did everything.
Oh,
the Brighton Paintworks.
Oh, well done, Brighton Paintworks, not Brighton Printworks.
No, that's different. Printworks is like a nightclub, isn't it, in London?
Isn't that the place, yeah, that people go to? I don't know where it is, but I know people, cool gays, go to it, don't they? They go
well,
to
I
that
have,
big race.
I, of course, have been, so yes.
Of course, there you go. Where is it, Susie? They won't tell
me. It's in the East London.
Oh, and it's like a big museum or something?
No, it's not a museum. It's where they used to print newspapers. But now it's just like a space for happenings,
loud music, bright flashing lights, that sort of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh dear, Susie, I wouldn't like that.
No, you wouldn't like it one bit. How are you, Thomas? You've got three shirts hanging behind you. Four, I count.
Four, if you, well, I've actually, no.
Actually, five,
Susie,
I've, six.
I've actually got eight. I've got eight. And if you could
what,
see
do you think
floor,
you are an octopus? Why'd you do that many shirts?
I know, right? And I've got on the floor five jumpers drying flat.
On the floor?
Because you've got to dry them flat, haven't you, your woolens?
What?
Come on. Don't you do that? Oh, here we go. Now I feel people are going to be getting in contact.
Well, no, you don't dry jumpers on the floor. Doesn't it make your carpet wet?
How dare you? No. Hang on. Let's see if I can show you this. So I've got eight. Hang on. I've got eight. I'm trying to get it to show the floor because I've got my wires. That's the Hoover.
We get it, Tom. You can afford a Hoover. Good for you.
I get it. He's got a Hoover behind the door. You can't see it, but it looks like
some stat platters. What are they for then when they're at home?
Well, I mean, they're always at home. I don't know where they've come from, actually.
Tom, you're giving me a cleavage shot. There you go.
Am I, my decollage. What is it called, that bit? Decoupage. Decoupage is when you put like, cutouts from magazines on a tabletop and then.
Are you thinking of crafting?
Yes, isn't that a sort of crafting thing? Decoupage. Is that what decoupage is?
I don't know. Can you decoupage some decollage and then you just...
Decoupage or decoupage is the art of decoupaging an object by gluing coloured paper cutouts onto it.
What, like you would with a school book?
Like you would with a school book, exactly. Yes.
Do kids still do that?
I hope so. Otherwise, what hope is there for the future? Those are the sort of skills we all need. But the jumpers on the floor make it look like a crime scene because, of course, they're all in various shapes. But it said on the label, dry flat. So I thought, okay, I'll dry flat.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Just on the floor feels weird where people step.
Well, it's a clean room in here. People don't really step. I think you can put a towel down.
Mm. Are you allowed to, people not allowed in that room?
People don't tend to come in this room. This is the... highly carpeted podcasting chamber. podcasting chamber come Hoover.
Drying room.
Yeah.
How's your week been, dear?
Oh, not bad. Lovely, lovely being on tour, going to some places. Suze, how's your week been?
Yeah, all good, Tom. All good. Just getting ready to get back out on the tour. The tour starts next week.
Well, yes. And where were you on Sunday?
Where was I on Sunday? It's such a good question, Tom.
Sunday brunch, weren't you?
I was on Sunday brunch. Yes, I was. So sorry. Busy.
She forgets.
I was on Sunday brunch with, of course, one of McFly. What do you think about that?
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Danny Jones.
I get busted and McFly confused sometimes. And they combine themselves like Big Mac and Fry.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
It. Yeah.
But Tom, do you want to know the most exciting thing about being on Sunday brunch?
What, Suze?
I was on with the people that started Pie Minister.
Oh, yes.
And of course, you know how much I love pies.
You love pies on National Pie Week, yeah.
Well, of course, yeah, that's why they were on.
It's a huge occasion.
It's very big in my house. Mm-hmm. And they were really nice guys. They were both lovely. Mm. And they gave me their new cookbook, which I thought was very kind.
Oh.
And they gave us a selection of pies to try.
Ooh.
Really good. One had rice in. What do you think about that?
Well, what was it like? Because I do like a chip sandwich. Is it like that?
Sort of, yeah. It was a biryani pie. Biryani.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah, really good.
Carbs and carbs.
Put carbs in carbs, then folded with carbs.
Mmm, lovely. How nice.
Right up your boulevard.
I'll say, yeah. I've been trying to go low carbs anyway.
Oh, God, don't bring the mood down.
True enough. Yeah.
But the most exciting thing is they've done this sort of take on, you know, the McDonald's apple pie that burns your face off?
Yes, the nuclear hot one, yeah.
They've done like a version of that in their new cookbook.
Ooh.
Tom, it was fucking delicious.
Like a batter, isn't it?
It was a batter with sort of mooshed up apples inside.
Mooshed?
Absolutely smothered in cinnamon. It was.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, Tom, honestly, it was... Mm. My mum, okay, so after Sunday, Sunday brunch is a really long record. You're there for like 6 years. It's 3 hours, isn't it? And they bring over loads of food. So you know me, I jump in with both feet. Mum said that every time the camera panned to me, I was eating.
Good for you.
But she did it in that really mum way. She went, you enjoyed that food, didn't you? What do you mean? She went, wow, you just enjoyed it, didn't you? Everyone else was having a few bites and then putting their knife and fork down. Not you. Nom, 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 nom.
I think that's nice, though. That's a compliment to the chef.
Yeah, you've got to get involved if you're on a food show.
The chef's right there. You can't exactly be.
I can't have a nibble and then fuck it off. No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Did they give you a glass of wine or a cocktail?
We had a cocktail, rum cocktails.
Lovely.
It was delicious. It was really nice. Lovely. But of course, my interview was post-rum, so I had to be quite careful that I hadn't accidentally downed 3 rums.
To be honest, I find I'm better with a few rums.
How was Tom's interview? He was smashed. He was wonderful.
He was smashed, yeah.
But it was lovely. It was really, really nice. It was nice to be invited onto a show like that, of course, to plug the old tour.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that will be the beginning, just the beginning. Many exciting appearances.
And of course, we did The Apprentice for Fire together.
Of course, which people enjoyed. You know, they enjoyed your...
My pretending to host?
Yeah, your whole QVC tone.
And listen, I once watched QVC in a hotel room, and they were talking about a bag.
Oh, yeah.
For such a long time, Tom, I thought this is the best improvisation I've ever seen. Because there's amazing. Only so many things you can say about a bag. But it's they were selling it. And they obviously have to get down to a certain number before they can move on to the next item.
Yeah, I think so.
And then they moved on to like hand cream, scarves. And you just think, fucking hell. This is better than anything I've seen at the Edinburgh Festival.
Did I ever tell you how I used to be on QVC?
Shut the front door, shut the back door. Sit down. Tom's got a story. Go on, bub.
As a child, when QVC was based at Marco Polo House on Battersea Bridge Road.
Marco Polo.
What
is Marco Polo? Is that, is that what you're doing? You're playing some sort of volleyball?
Some sort of blindfold game in the swimming pool, isn't it? Like tag in the swimming pool or something.
Okay. But sure.
Because we don't live in a hot country, we don't really know about it.
We don't live in America, Tom. We've got to remember that.
You can't replay that in a, you know, Westwick and Baths. But anyway, through Miss Hammond, who readers of my first book may be aware of, I used to go around to her house to pretend to be a butler. She was my drama teacher. She had an ex-pupil who was a presenter on QVC.
Clang!
People to go on and talk about things like Sega Mega Drives and Sega Master Systems. Is that what they're called?
I don't think so. But Mega Drive, I know what you're on about.
Mega Drive, yeah, Sega Mega Drive. And things like that, consoles, playing games. And so because I was such a polite, lovely young man, I was invited to do that when I was around about the age of 9 or 10.
But did you ever play on the Sega Mega Drive? I don't see you much as a gamer.
No, outside of the studio. I did it all for the cameras. It was, you know.
Oh, the first time you lied on telly?
Yeah, first of many.
Because you're actually straight, aren't you?
I'm actually straight.
How's your wife?
She's good. She's good. She's bearing up okay.
Bearing up.
Let's take on. You know how these things go.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Tom, did you go to the theatre this week?
Well, we went to see Cabaret on Friday, didn't we? For Alf's birthday.
Oh, welcome. Bienvenue. Welcome. Was it great?
It was nice. Have you seen this one?
No, I haven't. I saw a version years ago with Anna Maxwell Martin. Oh. I'm a huge fan of Anna Maxwell Martin, by the way.
I bet you are, yeah.
Absolutely love her.
I can see that in your eyes.
Well, of course, I saw her at the Nash doing His Dark Materials.
Of course, yes.
And of course, I was a huge fan.
Stage broke when I went.
The stage broke?
Stage broke. I had to cancel the whole thing because I never saw it. But you know, sometimes plays do go on, don't they?
Then I saw her in Measure for Measure. And then I saw her in Cabaret. And she was brilliant. She was Sally Bowles. She was Sally Bowles, and if Sally Bowles had sort of a drug problem, but she was very good.
Amy Lee Wood was our Sally Bowles, and she was mesmerizing. I have to say.
She's great. She's the girl from Sex Education, isn't she?
That's right.
She is very watchable. She's a scene stealer, not on purpose, but you can't help but watch her, I find.
Absolutely mesmerizing. They give you little tables if you sit in the front few rows, and then you're encouraged to order champagne, which we did, of course. I was a bit pissed by the end.
Did you remember the second half? Do you know how it ended?
Yeah, vaguely.
It was all okay in the end.
No.
You talked yourself.
Alas. I remember that not being... Yeah, that's not great, actually, when you're a bit pissed, that ending. But you've got to be quite serious.
Yeah, but then they've got to do a curtain call.
Yes, I know. It's very... I don't know. It's very, very emotional, really.
Yeah, it is. What theatre is it in?
They're just having a swig of champagne. It's in the Playhouse Theatre, and they've absolutely redesigned it. It looks nothing like what you if you've ever been to there before. Mm. It's right on the River Thames, and it was really lovely. And we had to go, you go in through the stage door and down some corridors.
What?
So it's quite disorientating. It's very interesting.
You're going through the stage door? What, just for this show?
Just for this show, not always.
Oh, see, they've really thought about everything, haven't they?
Thought about everything, Susan.
Oh, I love it when they do that.
You really have. So, you know, it was...
lots of dancing and singing.
A lot of singing, dancing, bit of a preset as well. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
People wandering around with an oboe.
You love playing a bit of their oboes out, don't you?
People get, I love an oboe getting out. Maybe somebody scantily clad doing some stretches on the front steps of the stage.
Oh, it's like being on tour with me.
It was exactly like that. Oboe playing, stretching.
Oboe playing, me and the knickknacks.
Yeah, your knickknacks. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great dancers. They're great dancers. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You got to be so good.
Yeah.
Would you like to be a West End Wendy?
Oh, I'd love the idea of it. I'd loved the idea of it. But of course, I went for the audition for Oliver, didn't get it, and that was that. I knew I'd.
Did you go in for Oliver?
No, I went in just for chorus. Actually, I pinned all my hopes on it in year six. But it wasn't to be. I knew that QVC was where my real home was.
Do you remember much about the audition, Tom?
Yes. Went there with Miss Hammond again.
Oh, God. Miss Hammond features heavily, doesn't she?
Features heavily in this week's podcast. And Mum just went for lunch with her, actually, at the Tiger's Head. Anyway.
Clang. Is your mum still having accent lessons?
She's Mum's still desperate to get a part in Oliver. It's not running anymore. And there was a camp man called Larry who had a jump around his neck, and he got What a huge surprise.
A camp man in the theatre.
I know, right? And got us to do like a little quick step across the stage and sing a quick number. I'd been rehearsing all, you know, for weeks and weeks, and never heard back. But that was a lesson for me.
That's the thing, isn't it, Tom? That's the thing with theatre. Mm. Have you ever seen that documentary about the Chorus Line? A Chorus Line.
Musical, actually. Oh, I see. The musical about... Oh, the documentary about the musical. I love that you thought musical,
Tom,
was it.
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary. Are you sure?
about people really wanting a job?
Yeah.
And Michael Douglas is there.
They explain the whole backstory. Yes, I suppose it is sort of a documentary. With that musical, I always think the Cassie part, they always go on about Cassie, but there's all the other parts I think are much more interesting. Do you remember?
Yes, I agree. She's the one that...
dance skirt.
Looks 10, no, Dance 10, Looks 3. That's not Cassie. That's the other one. That's a good song.
No, that's one of the more interesting characters, I think. And did you see Amy Sedaris, who's a great person to follow on Instagram?
Oh, she's so funny.
She posted the guy who used to play, who in the film plays I Can Do That.
Yes.
The original guy can still do that. And he posted a picture of it.
I saw that. Yes, I did really see that. It was really good. Anyway, there's a documentary about the musical.
Sorry, yes, I went off. Sorry. Yeah.
And I watched it during Edinburgh one year. And you know what? It was a great leveler because it was a reminder that. So they did, this is years ago. This must be in maybe the like early 2000s. And the documentary was about that. And they put out an open casting call for Chorus Line.
Really?
In New York on Broadway. Wow. And the lines went. Like up blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks, just like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people turned up. And then they follow these people. And there was one woman who said like, oh, I'm always the second choice. I'm always the understudy. I'm always the understudy. And then lo and behold, she gets the understudy.
Well, at least she knew.
Better than not working.
Yeah. Because wasn't it written at a time when, I don't know exactly, but it wasn't like New York was bankrupt, was really struggling, and Broadway, no one was making any new shows, and all the shows they were too expensive to put on. So that's why Chorus Line is like a cheaper show, because it's like, what is it, 10 of them?
10 of them and a spotlight.
And a spotlight, basically. Yeah, and a man sat
one pair of tap shoes.
Yeah, that's all you need.
And a couple of sparkly hats for the...
for the end, when they come on.
For the end, of course.
Yeah.
Maybe a sparkly tailcoat.
Oh, yes, or a waistcoat.
But no more than that.
No more. Yeah, and you can get that from any magic shop, can't you?
Yes, yes. Did you ever do any magic? That feels like something up your street.
No, but I like the outfits. I like the outfits. Mm. Never did it. Did you?
No, but of course I do like a waistcoat.
That's true. You do, don't you?
Waiters and magicians.
Oh, yes. You're going to be a waiter or a magician. I had the Paul Daniels magic set actually as a child.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, of course, you've got his look, haven't you?
Well, of course. I mean, I stole his.
I often think as Alfie is Debbie McGee.
Yes, you should see us.
You chopping him in half.
Yes, yes. Lovely, lovely. Rehearsing our tricks. Oh, and I was in Nottingham on Saturday, by the way. Glang. Stayed in Nottingham on route to Lincoln. And lovely city, Nottingham.
It is. It's very nice.
Had a little walk around the lace market. Didn't
of course.
Couldn't one find one doily, not one antimacassar. And did have a lovely lunch. Also went past a magic shop. You know, there's that magic shop on the corner there called Jugglers.
Oh, I thought it was a titty bar. I thought it was called Jugglers.
Oh, but they do have a Hooters actually on the outskirts.
Yes,
there.
They do have a Hooters. Mm. Have you been to a Hooters?
No, but I hear they do good chicken wings. Is that correct?
Well, I've not been. No, but of course, Catherine Ryan used to work in one, didn't she?
Oh, yes, that's right.
In Canada.
Yeah.
But yes, I've heard their wings are good.
But it's
maybe
not
we
work.
Should go. Maybe we should do an episode too. Live from there.
Live
from Hooters.
Oh, Suze. Yes, it was lovely there. Had a lovely, not in Hooters, in Nottingham. had a very nice roast chicken, actually, in a place called Yolk.
Oh, nice.
Mm, it's very nice.
Very nice indeed. Mm. And are you enjoying being back on the road, Tom?
Do you know what I like? I find it very calming in the day. I just have a nice day, and then I turn up in a place, do a show. It's nice.
Then fuck off.
And then I go home. Go home, forget to put the heating on, it's freezing cold. Panic about that.
So many nice things. Have you bled your radiators?
Oh, no, but I do need to do that, actually.
I had a sense that you might.
I do need to do that. They make a banging, don't they?
No, that's the ghost.
Oh, that might also be the ghost. Don't say that, Alf. Alf puts a chair in front of the bedroom door.
What?
If I'm not here. He won't mind me telling you. He puts a chair in front of the bedroom door on the inside.
What, so, like you would if you were stopping someone from getting into the room? Like up the handle?
Yes, but they're round handles, so it doesn't really make any difference.
No, also, that won't stop a ghost.
Well, exactly. But
famously,
also,
they walk through walls.
Famously. And also, what does he think I'm going to stop if I'm here?
Well, you're Big Butch Tom.
Obviously.
Tom from Finland.
Think that. Yeah, Tom of England. Yeah.
So why is he worried about someone breaking in, or just worried about ghosts, or just a fear in general?
It might be just a fear in general. Maybe it's an intruder. I don't know. I don't know.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. And then
tell him not to watch The Watcher.
Okay, don't watch The Watcher.
Yeah, don't watch The Watcher if he doesn't like things like that, because it's about, you start to think that people might be living in the house. They buy this big old house.
And they live in the walls?
Maybe.
Okay.
They've got a dumb waiter.
Oh, well, that's asking for trouble.
But it's like one of those classic things, Tom. If something seems like it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It probably is. And let that be a lesson to all of our listeners.
But Jennifer Coolidge is in it. And of course, I'll watch anything with her.
Oh, so it's funny?
Yeah, like in moments, it's funny.
Because we've just started watching White Lotus after everybody says how funny it is. And it is, or how good it is, rather. So we started with the second one.
Yeah.
Actually.
You obviously haven't got to, these gays are trying to kill me. You've got to go to the end. That's the best bit.
We haven't seen that bit yet, but I'm looking forward to that moment.
That's how I feel every time I'm drinking with you. These gays are trying to kill me.
but the bit that really made me laugh yesterday, because we're only two episodes in, is when she gets on the back of the moped. But she's
really good. Really good. And she gets the guy to take photos.
And they're taking photographs. And that, like, hotel manager is so blunt with everybody.
Yeah. I think it's so good. I loved the second series.
And it's good because you sort of see the inside of a hotel in a way that,
which, of course, is your favourite.
It's my favourite thing. I love the inner workings of hotels. It's always been,
because, of course, you'd been a great butler.
I would have been a great butler. I would have been. Would have been.
Another life.
Another time. Another time. Well, who knows what's around the corner.
So we've had a lovely piece of correspondence from a dear, dear listener who said they've had a really tough few months. And but things are starting to look up because they've recently got themselves a new flat. And
oh,
then
well
Yes, I know. Anyway, then it says, anyway, it's down to you and Tom that I truly believe that I'm here today. Listening to you two on your pod has been everything I needed and more. Hearing about your previous breakups, knowing that you're married and you now have a baby gives me so much hope that I might one day have a wife and a baby, even though I'm 35, getting on a bit. No, that's fine.
What? I don't have a wife and a baby. Hang on. I don't have a wife and a baby. Oh, she's talking about you.
No, you do.
Oh, God. I've got to stop drinking.
You've got to stop drinking. But I wanted to thank you because you genuinely make me smile every day. So yesterday I decided to get this tattoo.
Oh my goodness.
Dedicated to my new ear friends. Ear friends, because we're in our ears, you know.
Oh.
And when I see this tattoo, I smile and think of you both and think about how far I've come. Thank you for all you do. You have no idea. Love to you both. And have a look at this, Tom. Can you describe it?
Oh my goodness. It's like a sort of thought bubble. And in block letters, it says clang, exclamation mark.
Clang!
That's wonderful.
It's amazing. Oh. I feel like Adele. You know when people get Adele tattooed on their tits or something?
Oh, yes. Wow. I wonder what the explanation this person had to give to the tattooist.
Presumably they're a huge fan. We're very big in the tattoo world.
We are very big in the tattooed community, yeah.
Yes. I'm surprised we weren't asked to do the event in Brighton last week for the tattoo convention. I assume an email got missed.
Oh, I imagine it probably did. Oh,
but I wanted to give a little shout out to that listener. I'm not going to share her name because she might not want me to.
Maybe she's private.
She hasn't said whether I can or not.
Yeah.
Maybe she's private, but you know who you are. You got clang tattooed on you. We believe the first ever like-minded friends tattoo.
Oh my goodness, Suze. Oh.
It gives me so much joy to think that she looks at it and it brightens her day because of how much she loves this stupid little podcast.
How lovely. Well, isn't that nice? Who'd have thought it, really?
Who'd have thought it? And I've had quite a few messages lately on my old Insta, Tom, saying with people saying, I'm listening in 2023. And on the first podcast, you say, imagine if people are listening to this in the year 2020.
That's how long
we've been going.
That's how long we've been doing this for. We are the original. We actually used to do this in Morse code during the Second World War.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hey, do you know what I've got into, actually, talking of Morse code?
I don't know why I was just about to say gay sex. Sorry.
Is that how it works?
I don't know.
Started watching Downton Abbey.
Oh, Tom, of course you're going to love that.
Well, I used to watch it with my mum, but I used to sort of make fun of it, which would annoy my mum.
Quite right.
But now I really like it. I like it.
Do you love Maggie Smith?
I love them all.
Of course.
Love them all. I love Maggie Smith. Oh, there's somebody on Instagram who does an impersonation of Maggie Smith doing etiquette advice, Edwardian etiquette advice.
Oh, that's good.
Enjoyable. But I like them all, actually, I have to say. And it handles everything so splendidly, you know, because you get the sort of changes coming, don't you? It's very good. Nice music.
Of course.
Mr. Mahmood.
And lovely clothes.
Lovely clothes. Beautiful outfits. Yes. Especially those sort of like headbands or sort of like loose, is it a cloche hat, that sort of thing?
Very nice.
I realise I'm late to the party, but I do enjoy it.
You do indeed. Do you like the film The Remains of the Day?
Susie, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah, of course it is. I don't know how that's never come up before.
Everything shiny like glass. Yes, love
very
that.
Very good. Emma Thompson.
Of course, Anthony.
Anthony Hopps.
Sir Anthony Hopps.
Sir Anthony Hopps.
Referred to. Yes, love that. Love that.
Love that for you.
Love that for you. It's great. Isn't it very moving? Well, I at this point did think it was a bit close to, Downton was a bit close to it, but it's okay. I don't mind that now. I don't think it's too close.
Okay, good to know.
You know, showing the change of worlds.
Mm-hmm. You know. The Clash.
The Clash. Lovely book by Kazuo Ishiguro, of course.
And also a band.
What is The Clash or...
The Remains Clash is a band.
Oh, I thought Remains of the Day was a band. I thought, let's book. I'd love it. Servile rock group.
I always thought that until I knew what the film Remains of the Day was about, I thought it was an action film about the end of the world.
Oh, it does sound like it is, doesn't it?
But it's not, is it?
Just a change in the world. It's just about like going on a car trip down to does it go to Cornwall, Devon, something like that.
Something like that.
Something like that to go and tell Emma Thompson that he liked her. Oh, yes.
I'd travel to Cornwall to tell Emma Thompson I liked her.
Well, I'm sure you could. She lives down that way, I think.
oh, I'm going to get in the car right now.
Get in the car. Get in the cash guy.
Don't even have a cash guy. I don't know what it's like. Even got a cash guy.
You've got a very quiet. You're one of the first people I knew to have an electric car.
It's a hybrid. But thank you for saying that, Tom.
Well, it's when it's on electric mode, it's very quiet. Shh. You sometimes creep up on people and
yes, and then bib. They frighten them.
Good for you.
Good fun.
Good for you. And you've got your sort of slightly Edwardian jumper on, a sort of cricket jumper.
It is a bit of a cricket jumper. Yeah, thanks.
Love it. Love it.
They're really nice. Full of compliments.
Oh, yes, you deserve them. You deserve them all, Suze.
I'm going to see Self Esteem tonight.
Oh, that's nice. Where? So,
at the Brighton Dome, of course.
Oh, at the Duomo. Oh, that'll be a good show.
I think so. Yeah, she really puts on a show. I'm very excited. So, listen, I'll come back next week and tell everyone all about it.
Oh, that's the sort of thing you get to do now, isn't it? Now you live in Brighton.
Now I live in Brighton. Well, the most exciting thing is that I sort of know her a bit because she came on my podcast Out.
Oh,
and I said to her at the Comedy Awards. Oh, well, yeah. I said to her at the Comedy Awards, I'm coming to your show in Brighton. She said, oh, great. And then she texted me yesterday to say, have you got tickets? I said, yes, I bought them. Thanks for asking.
It's Becky, I think.
Rebecca.
Rebecca, I beg your pardon.
I think she's a Rebecca.
I beg your pardon, self-esteem.
You better.
Oh, is she going to go round?
Well, I don't know if I know her well enough to go round.
Go round, I say.
I don't want to go and knock
on. Tulips on the way. There's that Tesco just right by there.
Should I take flowers? No, flowers seems a bit like I'm flirting, doesn't it?
No, everybody likes flowers. No, she hasn't.
When you bring me flowers, I think he's trying to get in my drawers.
Here we go again. It's a toughie, isn't it? I suppose. Yeah, maybe. Well,
I'm just going to wait and see if she texts me. And if she doesn't, I'll just send her a message up and say how good she was.
Well, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's nice to do.
You don't do that. I'm going with Maisie Adam and Jen Brister. The Bryans. Oh,
lovely.
And some others. Will Duggs. Be lovely. Oh,
great. Alice?
Alice is coming. She'll be there. Oh.
She likes a bit of a music event, doesn't she?
She does. She likes a bop, my owl. She does indeed.
So will they take the chairs up? That's my always one.
Yes,
logistics.
I believe so. It's unreserved standing.
Unreserved standing. Mm. Unreserved standing sounds like you're going to be just standing in a very garish way.
Well, I will, of course, because when I dance,
you can't help it.
I like to get low.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
Oh, I like to get low, Tom. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think of dancing as very much as sort of a thigh glute workout more than anything else.
That is true, isn't it? But be careful, because I think that carpet can be quite sticky. I'd hate to get stuck down there.
I would hate to get stuck there. Also, I do have to be careful with my back these days, don't I?
So. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, be careful, Suze. I'm worried now. What will you do about drinks, though? Will they set up extra bars?
Well, I don't know, Tom. I'm not really sure how it works, but I will have to make sure that I have a few.
Yeah, you want to, don't you? Yeah,
you do. You simply must at a gig like that.
What are the carsies like there? They're enough, or is there a bit of a queue?
Oh, I expect there'll be a queue. Well, Tom, I hate to say this, but normally when I go, I just go backstage for a slash, because it's a comedy show. And usually I know who's on.
That's the thing. Well, this is why you need to go round. Go round.
Tom,
for a slash.
I can't be going round to Sarah Becker. I'm so sorry. Do you mind if I have a whiz in your toilet?
Can I just have a whiz? What about if you booked a table in that Cote Brasserie opposite?
Well, Tom, I'm not that organised, am I? Imagine old Cote.
Cote Brass.
Probably full by now.
Oh, do you think the Self-Esteem fans are big fans of a Pricks Fix?
Almost certainly, I'd say. Almost certainly. Well, I've got to be at the Wagon and Horse at 7:30.
Oh, that's the one on the corner, isn't it?
That's the one on the corner. So I'm going there.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be fun.
It'd be nice. But yeah. Are you working tonight, dear?
No, actually. Got a night off. Mum's doing a spag bowl. So we might go around.
Oh, yes, please.
We might go around there. She came to us because we did an M&S dining for two clang.
Clang.
Did the rotisserie chicken, big favourite in this house.
Of course.
And Mum came around and we had a lovely time. And also I'm trying to go low carb at the moment. So we had...
Spag bowl
is perfect. I don't know what to do about that. Well, tour manager Stuart, who was in Starlight Express, listeners may remember,
he's calling
me some sort of root vegetable that can be, that's like a spaghetti.
Oh, God. I just think sod it and go for the pasta, Tom.
Yeah, you know what?
Who are you trying to impress? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Right, Tom, I simply must go.
Okay.
I need to... have a bit of tea, put the baby to bed and go and see Self-Esteem.
What are you going to wear to a Self-Esteem concert?
Well, I'm going to wear high-waisted jeans with a white tee. What do you think about
that? I was going to say, what's the top half? Is it going to be, I thought you'd wear a brightly coloured blouson.
But do you think?
Whatever. You feel comfy. And all I will say though, Suze, is it's cold out there. Especially
I know it's cold, but it's
going
to be sweaty, isn't it? It's going to be sweaty once I get low.
Could you not, is it the sort of event where you could possibly tie, I want to say an inverted denim jacket around your waist?
Potentially, but I think I'm going to have to go big coat, cloakroom.
Oh, you're going to go cloakroom. Well, you'll meet some nice people. Oh, you will be inundated with people wanting to talk to you.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see, won't we? We'll see if we've got much crossover between my audience and the Self-Esteem audience. I'd say her audience is a lot bigger.
Well, for now, but once they know you're there.
Well, of course, once I get nominated for the Mercury Music Prize.
It's a matter of time, Susie.
It really is. Finally, someone's saying it. Mm. Well, listen, dearest, you have a lovely week.
You have a lovely time. And I will speak to you later in the week or next week.
If I don't see you through the window, I'll see you through the week.
That would be lovely. Yeah, lovely. But you can't see me through the window because I leave the blinds open.
But the door jammed.
When's the door not a door?
When it's a window?
No, when it's a jar. Same sort of thing, isn't it?
I'm going to go.
Okay.
That was quite a weak way to end this week. I'm sorry, Tom.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Sorry, bye. Okay, bye, everyone. Okay, bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Thank you.